This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Well, hi there, everybody. Welcome back to the Rigid Roosters podcast. Did we miss a week? No, we didn't miss a week because we're coming to you on Saturday instead of Friday.
November is for the Native Americans, and we all run on Native American time. So that is what is happening here.
We're just a little bit late, but you know what? We are arriving precisely when we mean
Native
to.
American time. That's all it was. You're welcome. I let you be in on our celebrations.
A little bit late, but right on time. So, welcome back to the Rigid Roosters podcast. My name is Cody. I'm here with my gorgeous porn star of a co-host.
Oh gosh. I'm Heather.
We are a lifestyle podcast, if you haven't gathered that from listening to the past few episodes. If this is your first episode, welcome and buckle up.
Hi. Yeah, it's fun.
Heather, how you doing today?
I'm good. Yes, we've had, I know this is our check-in. We're wanting to be honest and transparent with everybody and keep everybody up to date because we are feeling the love that you guys are sending out with your texts or your emails or your TikToks or your Snap. Like, y'all don't know the help that you're giving us in the healing process, just knowing that we're not psycho or we're not crazy or we're not, that our feelings are valid and everything that's going on. So first, I want to say a big thank you to the people, and there have been several. I mean, like, I wish there was a bigger word than several without encompassing, like, everybody in the world, because we've gotten lots of love and keep goings and, you know, whatever. Keep doing you guys. So I want to say thank you for that. As far as the situation goes, I mean, it's dying down. Yeah, we had last week the big bad ugly with the drop off that I wasn't expecting. Had those feelings with you. Then we had I didn't have medicine that day, did I?
Mm-mm.
No, not that day. Okay. But then we had another incident come up that was completely unrelated this week, and that's took the forefront, I guess, of my energy. So as far as check-in time on the past situation, we're healing, guys. That's all I got for you. Yeah. I do want to say that I think I have moved on from it just being stuck between all-consuming grief and anger to just being more to sometimes a little sad or a little melancholy or missing that person or that a situation.
Yeah.
But then I'm a lot heavier into the anger portion of it, I think, now. And it's not necessarily based on just what was done to me or what I feel was done to me, however we want to play that out.
Yeah.
It was so dumb. And there were several people that received it because...
Received what, though?
A snap. A snap came up in my memories.
Okay.
A year ago today, we had all got dressed up to go take our own, try our hand at taking our own family pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's popping up, and it's one of the pictures of you and Mr. Man hugging and being silly right after a picture that you guys had just, like, done something with me being in the middle of the both of you or whatever. Like, it was a goofy thing. But y'all are hugging Your legs are all up in the air, all goofy, and the smile on both of your faces. You were happy.
Mm-hmm.
You loved that person.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he crapped all over me. That's one thing. And no, you're the kind of person that wouldn't have continued a friendship had it been done earlier and we ended things. You're not the type of person that probably would have continued that friendship on anyway after
right.
we had broke up. But it could have been one of those things that, like, y'all sent TikToks to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, it still could have been an amicable thing mm-hmm. between the two of you. But he did the worst parts of what could be done to me. But then went even further and went after people I love. And so now it's like this all-consuming rage when I get those memories. So, of mm-hmm. course, when they come up, I'm able to go in and delete them. But I still have that surge of wanting to claw his eyes out.
So you're at the part where I've been for the past couple of weeks. Yeah. So, I mean, you're moving forward, and that's good.
It's super frustrating. I mean, because for anybody that got to see the snap today, and then I've got my sisters. We grew up with a single mom who, it was not a great mom, but she took no shit, and she made sure that her girls knew that if we were taking shit, how to give it right back. Mm-hmm. And so they're both like, you got to let it go. You and Cody are perfect together. Everything is happy. And I'm like, I'm not saying I'm still upset. And they were like, no, any amount of emotion spent on this piece of crap is wasted energy. And I get that. But I also know that they've had different times where they've had to mourn things. And we just all get there. Yeah. I'm past the sad stuff. There are some things that that could pop up that I'm like, oh, this was a good time or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not drowning me in the sadness now. Now it's seeing those pictures come up. Today it was you two mm-hmm. because I have a core group of, friends.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had one or two. I mean, like, well, just Megan has been my sister for 20. I've always had a person.
Mm-hmm.
You've had people in and out, but not like that. And Chris was that for you in a way that I know you haven't had since your best buddy in high school.
Well, and I want to say it's different for guys too. You know what I mean? Because
I'm sure it is. I know it all is.
It's a cultural thing, you know, especially, you know, here in small town Oklahoma, it's a cultural thing. You are not necessarily taught by your parents, but taught by the world that you grow up in to be okay on your own and to not have to have that. And if you have buddies, then great. And if you don't, then you're fine on your own. And so for me, I mean, yeah, that was awesome to have that. But at the same time, like, it's not something I need, you know, and I would love to have it. I would love to have, you know, a buddy to drink beer with and then hang out with and stuff.
But
like
not,
that.
Not but. Only that, it wasn't, that's what I need other people to understand so that they don't think that it is me actually mourning something different. You're saying, I don't need that. It was this, it was nice. I'd like to have that. You had it in space. Like, I saw y'all's text threads mm-hmm. from times or whatever. You talked sometimes. There were days that y'all talked more than you and I would talk or mm-hmm. him and I would talk. Y'all were fucking best friends. And that motherfucker took no time in killing that friendship. Mm-hmm. Yes, what happened to me is done. It's done. Okay, we're moving on. That's all we can do now.
Yeah.
And I'll get past. He will be of. It'll be indifference to me eventually. But that picture today, I could feel it in my toes. Mm. I could feel it rising. I could feel it in my belly. I could feel it in my heart. If I was actually able to have fire come out of my ears, nose, and mouth, that's how enraged I was. And I get so annoyed because when I'm super pissed off, I tear. And Cody's just looking at me now, like, making sure I'm good because I've got tears in my eyes. But it's because I'm so pissed.
I mean, honestly, I was just kind of thinking that if you were able to shoot fire out of your ears, nose, and mouth, we would probably sell tickets and not
well, that would help some other things for us.
And just wake up in the morning and start pissing you off.
That's the check-in. As far as emotionally and where my heart is on that subject, I mean, we're healing, we're moving on. I'm talking about it if I'm having a bad day, whether it be with Cody or with a friend, but I'm not letting it sit and fester and take up any more space than it needs to.
Yeah.
I know this fleeting thing of anger will just come in different things, because I've had other days come up where he's come and I can just delete it and it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It was just
seeing that picture.
That picture and how happy the smiles on. I mean, it's the corniest, goofiest. I don't even think I posted it on Facebook for anybody to see. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Because you're both of your loves, casually or friendship wise, so that it's not confused for anything other than that. But it was so evident and beautiful and perfect. And you don't have a lot of that.
Mm.
And I know, oops, I hit the thing. I know he doesn't either, or didn't. He didn't either. That's what it was. So today, yeah, it was that.
Yeah.
You know, a sad moment earlier. There was one that was of him and the kids. And we were dog sitting for friends down the road.
Mm.
And we were playing with their puppies. So that was that was a good day. But it wasn't like I'm never going to have that day again, and blah, 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 blah. Mm. It was just...
No, it was a good day.
It was a good day. Yeah. And I moved on. Today's, it still got a hold on me because I can't stop talking about it. So right. I know you're going to have to take the lead and move us on to the next subject because...
Well, how are your other things?
Yeah, we talked about those. Okay, yeah, let's talk. That's fun. That's fun stuff. The first one... I say the first one. Man, that makes me sound a whole lot. They're like, oh, well, she has
you getting whore.
Up and over it. No. Okay, so the one I talked about last week, I guess. Still good. Still fine. Hung out again the following Monday. He's getting ready to go back to where he lives. He commutes. He works to here and then lives in Arkansas, so he's back home for a week. And so that's all gravy. Yay. We talk every day. He's funny. He laughs. We check in.
Yeah.
That's going great. There was another one. I won't say that. Well, I guess you could say two if we talk about. Okay. I'll leave that one for last to go us into the next review. That's what we promised everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Of the club. Of Club Karma.
Now, I want to take a side note real quick.
Are you reminding everybody I'm ADHD and have...
Well, we were talking before the episode. We sit down and we plan each episode. Like, how are we going to get through this? How, you know, what are we going to talk about? What's the order we're going to go in?
And that's for me, guys.
Like,
I need at least a little structure. Otherwise, we're going to talk about everything.
I do too. But then, you know, one thing that I said was, you know, we promised everybody a Karma review. So, you know, we'll deliver on that. And you were like, well, I don't want to say that we promised anybody anything. And then she just said, well, we promised you a Karma review. So we're going to go ahead and do that.
I thought you were just talking about me just like getting off track.
No.
Nope. Okay. Well, anywho, it was a good time, but I'll let me go. Okay. So my second person, we'd actually started talking a little while ago,
mm-hmm.
but then I got an unsolicited.
Yeah. And
video. And like, we hadn't been talking sexy or anything like it.
I have input on that here in just a minute. Okay. I want to let you finish your thing, but I have input on that here in just a minute. Okay. And I think I know why.
Hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, so it happened. And I was like, oh man, because I'm, yes, I like the pee-pee mm-hmm. and videos are so much better than pictures.
Mm-hmm.
However, I want to ask for them, or mm-hmm. we at least need to be in the mood of conversation where that is like, oh, hey, here's my pee-pee, yeah. you know?
Yeah.
So I quit talking for a little while. At Karma, this person happened to be there, and Cody noticed. I mean, I saw, but I've always been of the mindset that I don't go to people. If they want to talk to me, they come to me. That's also because I'm kind of shy in a way that nobody really is. Like, anybody that knows me is like,
now,
no, you're
she
not.
She says kind of shy, and we'll get in more into this whenever we do the club review, but she is not just kind of shy. And I'll explain that further. She draws into herself until she's a good couple drinks deep or something. Like
that. I just get nervous. I don't know why. I actually think I have social anxiety, and I was never allowed to tell anybody that because mm-hmm. anytime I said it as a kid, it was like, shut up. You just gave a presentation in front of the whole school. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I threw up before it. Yeah. You know, like, okay, you're right. You're right. I was probably just sick or something, you know, like whatever. Okay. So anyways, the conversation had stopped. Cody saw him. I saw him. Cody was trying to be like, babe. He was standing around. I just think he was maybe a little bit too shy. And that's when I said, well, I'm the pretty girl that you come and talk to. I'm not necessarily the pretty girl that goes and talks to people, which I know doesn't work for everybody, because otherwise we'd all be sitting in corners and nobody would talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. So kudos to all of you that can freaking do that. I can't.
Yeah.
Until I'm, you know, a couple drinks in. Mm-hmm. But, so anyways, I forgot. Oh, I accidentally called him Bud. I call everybody. Do I not even call you Bud sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
I do. I just say it as another, like, babe or dude.
Mm-hmm.
Bud. You know? Okay. I said that to a friend who was not being very nice to himself about his physical appearance. And he was like, ouch. Friend zoned in the extreme. And I was like, no, that's not what I meant. And then I over-explained. And then he kept calling me out, like, being silly, making fun of me. And I said, now I'm going to have to send booby pictures to prove to you that that's not what I meant. You are handsome. I did not mean it like that. Mm-hmm. And he called my bluff. And so I don't like to back down from things. So
ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get booby pictures, all you have to do is call her bluff. That's it.
No, there has to be conversation. You can't just be like, you won't. You're right.
Just send her a bunch of messages and just say you won't every time.
We got to talk. We got to have some conversation and some jokes, man. Then you can guilt trip me like that.
Yeah.
But,
hey. You won't.
You see my boobs whenever you want.
And I always want to see them. Always.
Anywho. So it started the conversation back up again with that same person who had sent the pic. Or the video earlier. And it turns out he's a lot funnier than I thought. And I'm excited to see where that goes as far. I mean, so nothing has been planned or discussed. There are things that we're interested in and we have joked about doing, but nothing. So that's fun. It's just fun. New fun things happening there.
Yeah.
And then this last one leading into right before our review of Club Karma, was a girly pop coming up and her being brave. See, she was like, kudos to this person. And I hope she listens and she knows I'm talking about her because she came up. I was with our friends in that couch in the corner, posted up just having fun, wanting people to talk to me, but knowing I was going to stay in that corner for a little while.
Also very deep in the couch, deep in the corner, like had people piled on top of her.
I liked it though. Cuddle puddles
But that situation as somebody who doesn't know you is intimidating to approach you and talk to you.
I get that now. You explained it. So I get that. But it's just my comfort zone. It's having all my people right there. And we were all right there. And then having like Craigie and Sarah. I mean, just everybody come onto that couch. And then me being able to be like, baby, I need another drink. And you know, like I didn't have to. It was perfect. Yeah. Anyways, so I was still sitting on the couch when she came over, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Came over by herself and introduced herself. Said she'd knew me from different posts in our lifestyle groups and just wanted to, you know, tell me I was pretty. And I was like embarrassed. I mean, like, I don't know what to do with myself. I was fresh in there.
She cannot take a compliment at all.
Well, and from a pretty girl, holy Hannah, it's one thing for a boy to say something and I could accept it to a point. But a girl to come up and tell me that, it's a different ballgame. I don't know why. But so her doing that, I was like, oh my God, thank you. And Cody's just like shaking his head because he's like, I know the dirty things you want to do to several women. Why are you acting like this? But I can't not act like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then a really good friend of this girl came and she said, I want you to know that was a big fucking deal.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't do that. She's been wanting to do it. She did it. Mm-hmm. And so I looked at Cody and I was like, well, I gotta go find her because she's gonna sit with me. Because I knew I was not giving up my spot on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I was not ready to do that. But I was totally cool with her coming. And see, this is where it's not all the way shy. I like smooshed her up right beside me, right behind me. So I was halfway sitting on her too.
In your spot on the couch where you were the entire night.
That everybody came and saw me and had pictures and we had fun. So I still think that wins. But kudos to that homegirl for doing it. Now we've got started on Facebook and now we're on text and talking about all kinds of things. So hopefully that's a fun new connection building there. And
my fingers and
oh, and we made toes. Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My she fingers said I was and toes are crossed for you.
There's that too.
So our review of Karma, I'm going to give the review because, as she has stated several times, she found a spot on the couch and she stayed
there. I'm still going to talk about it. Don't let him. I'll let him give you the layout because he's the grown up here, I guess, right now. But
so
it was so much fun.
I want to start out, Scott and Kim. You guys are doing an amazing job running that club. It is fantastic. The atmosphere there is so much better than other clubs that we've been to.
What are some of the things that they offer? One of them being the biggest thing.
The open bar.
Open bar, yeah. Hello.
They have bartenders there, and you don't have to pay for drinks. It's part of your admission fee. You go and you just tell them what you want to drink, and they make it for you. And it was, that
they
was really cool.
They have snackies sitting there for you to chew on.
So when you walk in, there is a main, like, lobby area, mm-hmm. and it's got lockers and everything. Then you walk into the, like, dance floor slash gathering room.
Slash bar.
Yeah, slash bar. The bar's in there, too. There's a way from there to get outside, where they have a patio where you can go smoke and things like that.
And they had heaters out there. Yeah. And yeah.
Well, they had them air conditioned that night.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, I saw that they do have heaters, though.
Yeah. There's also a quiet room that's just off of the dance floor.
I think I talked about that at one of these times. I love that quiet room.
And then from there, you go right past the bar. You can go into the playrooms, which are set up very nicely.
Yeah.
There is the ability to make them private. You know, you can close the curtains. Nobody can come in.
Ooh,
and join
go over that.
Like that.
That's something for nobody that's ever been. So the curtains being closed. If it's a clear closed curtain.
Yeah, if it's a clear closed curtain, you can stand and watch, but you are not invited to join in. Correct. If the curtain is open, you are invited to come in and do as you please.
But that still means consent.
Yeah.
So don't forget
consent.
That.
And then there is a BDSM room. They have the
you forgot the black shade. When the black shade is drawn,
then it's totally private.
Yeah.
But there is also a BDSM room there. There was a glory hole. There was there's a sex swing, and then there was two private playrooms that had a door on them. You could go in and close the door. So for me, we got there, and, you know, I was kind of following Heather around, and because I wanted her to know that, you know, my attention was on her that night. But if I'm in a new place, I can't. I have a hard time sitting still. I want to explore, and especially at a club event. I want to explore. I want to go see everything. I want to take part in things, you know.
And I did that the first time, y'all. So I was totally fine once I found my people and sat. So
I would come over and sit with her for a little while, and then I'd tell her I'm going to get up and go explore. And then I would go, you know, back to the playrooms, or I would go up to the bar, or I'd go outside. And I just spent most of the night wandering around. But for me, it was a very, very fun night. I got to cross off a bucket list that a lot of guys don't get to cross off. I had two chicks at the same time.
had two chicks at the same time before, but...
yeah, but I don't know. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was a really good time. The playrooms are all clean. They're very nice. There's not like a line to wait on them or anything like that, like I've seen at other places.
Well, and there were times that you would almost have a clear playroom because everybody mm-hmm. was out drinking or smoking or dancing or whatever for a little while.
It's like the object of the party was not just to have sex.
Yes.
You know, it was...
It's about connections, I feel like.
Everybody was there just to kind of have a good time and just hang out with one another. Sex was a bonus on top of all of it.
I think that's why we vibe so hard with the crew from that mostly is from that area and the club itself, is because that's kind of how we live like our life. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I love that whole vibe. If there was a way to pick up Fort Smith and Club Karma and the Landers and Jana and Tyler and the other ones that I can't mention that I almost did on accident. So you're welcome if you're listening, because I caught that last second to bring them all here.
But we had people at the club that were coming up to us. Like, they would come up to me. Hey, you're Cody, aren't you? And yeah, I'm Cody. Oh, I've listened to your podcast.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's amazing. So thank you. It was really nice meeting you. One of them, her name was Morgan. I do remember that.
Oh, that's nice.
I was
kind of
drunk.
I wish I remembered more.
Yeah.
I sat in that comfy... Okay, so I was in the club part of it, like where the music was loudest. Last time I went to Karma, I stayed in the quiet room where I still got the music, but it was muted. This time, I was in a party mood. Plus, I was dressed as Velma, and my little socky thigh high showing off my tattoo. Oh, man, I was feeling myself. So, I found they had a couch out in like the main area, and that's where I parked it. He's right in the corner. So I could kind of be like exactly how I'm sitting right now, kind of like it's my royal court and I'm the center of it. But that's, yeah. So that's how I sat. And then I positioned, like I said, my new friend halfway under me, and then her husband would come back and forth. And Gianna, yeah. I was like, on the other side. That's mm-hmm. who I want. Yeah. That's something else I want to work on.
Gianna. But it was a really good time. We had a ton of fun there. I know Heather had a lot of fun. I had a
even just sitting there blast. Yeah. And not remembering some of it because I ended up blacking out. Yeah. But
I had been talking to one girl that I met on the Karma Facebook page. I met her there, and then we had been talking for about, what was it, about a week before
something like that, yeah,
before the party. And then got there and got to have some fun with her. And then at the same time, there was also, y'all know my weakness for big booty Latinas. I fucking love
don't
them.
Forget goth.
Yeah, don't forget goth. And so this girl was both of them, and I was walking by her, and she accidentally bumped me with her ass, and she apologized because it knocked me over. Like it
was
knocked
no
me down
accident.
Into the couch.
I had caught homegirl making eyes at him all night. For whatever reason, Cody has game, y'all, but he thinks he doesn't.
I don't.
He
I really
totally
don't.
Freaking does. But I think it's probably the same way that he says I have it, and I'm like, no, I don't, because I don't. I'm just a goofy nerd, and sometimes people like that, and I feel like that's how you are, too. But she had been making eyes at him all night, so my fingers had already been crossed.
Well, and I had been clocking her as well. Yeah. And like I was thinking to myself, man, that would be amazing, right? So the original girl that I've been talking to, she grabs my hand and she, well, Heather told her to, and she grabbed my hand, took me back into a playroom, and we were doing our thing. And then lo and behold,
actually, I remember that part of the night. You were like, I want to go check out something or another. And I'm gonna go, and you said like, have a fun time, like to me, and cause your friend was there. Mm-hmm. And she was like, but I thought you were going to be my fun time. And I was like, just go with him, and that's when she took off for you. So I didn't
I remember that because she said, but you were going to be my fun time, and I said, well, come have me.
Yeah.
And then I continued walking away, and then she caught up.
Because I was like, go. And she, it wasn't even a blink. She just heard it and left. So I was like, okay.
Cool. She grabbed my hand and she took me back to a playroom. We were doing our thing, and then I looked up, and outside of the curtain was my big booty goth Latina, and she was watching, and so I kind of like nodded for her to come in, and she came in and joined us, and that was, oh man, that was fun. That was a really good time. I came out and told Heather, and I think, you know, she thought I had just won a trophy or something like that when she saw me, but her eyes lit up and she was all excited for me, and it was fun. It was really cool to have that experience, not only on my own, but also being able to come out and just kind of tell her about it, you know, and her be excited that her husband had just done that. And it was neat.
Well, I'm telling you, as soon as I clocked, because she was a pretty girl. And then when I found her accidentally, like just randomly scrolling, I'm like, oh, Cody, is this that? Is this who it was? And so he got all. I don't think he added her or did anything, but he got all excited that we now can find her.
Well, if she listens to the podcast, you know, add me on Facebook. Because I'm shy.
Shut up, it only works for me.
So, one thing that we did want to talk about was the differences in polyamory and swinging. Because the club event, it's a swingers club, right? So, we experienced...
I still don't know if it's just a swingers club or if it's a lifestyle club.
Okay. So, in the lifestyle, you have all sorts of different labels and things.
And,
but basically, it's BDSM, polyamory, and swinging, right? Ethical non-monogamy is the umbrella that we put on all of it, right? So, in our lives, we live the polyamorous and swinging lifestyle, respectively. And so, kind of what we want to do is we want to go over the differences between the two of them, because there are people that listen to our podcast that are not in the lifestyle. Maybe they're curious. Maybe they just want to know more kind of about what we're into. So we want to kind of share that with people a little bit.
Yes. So to start us off, we're just going to go real basic. Yeah. We're looking at the definitions and we're giving them to you. So polyamory is a consensual, ethical, and non-monogamous relationship style where people have more than one romantic or sexual partner at the same time. Mm-hmm. All partners involved are aware of and consent to the arrangement. It goes further into explaining, like Cody just said, how polyamory is a type or under the umbrella of non-monogamy that includes other relationship structures like swinging, which we'll talk about, and monogamish relationships, where I think we learned that our last one wasn't a poly swinger like we had thought.
Yeah,
open-ended,
it was
poly monog. And that is, polyamory is different from polygamy. Oh, yeah, because people have asked me that, too. I've had grown women be like, I can't believe you support polygamy. Like, huh? What do you mean? And then when they're like, being married to one more person, and I'm like, well, I guess I wasn't a, like, active supporter of polygamy, but I also don't care about it, but I'm polyamorous. And then they're like, oh. So that's why we're doing this, too, because, man, it's so much more than just freaking sex all the time.
Well, and that's where the difference lies. Yeah. You know, like in the definition of swinging, right? I'll just read this straight off for you.
I was not done with mine.
Well, yours pointed to a point from mine. So just hush.
Fine.
So swinging is a type of consensual non-monogamy where partners have sex with others at parties or socially, but generally do not have an open relationship emotionally or romantically. So
let's dumb it down for people like me. Remember, your group is the intellectuals. The rest of us, the potheads and silly girls and gays and theys, are there.
So for me, as a mm-hmm. swinger, mm-hmm. I identify as a swinger.
Because you're more sexually involved. I am more sexually
driven, right? Yes. I am sexually driven to these quote-unquote relationships, but there is not a romantic or emotional side of it.
Yes.
Right? It's nothing but sex on my side. Just the physical part of it. Mm-hmm. Whereas polyamory is about so much more than sex. It's about...
It does... Polyamory doesn't have to be about sex at all, actually. Yeah. You can have polyamorous partners and be aromantic there's no
asexual.
Sex.
Asexual. And I think that just goes off the point that I was saying. It's about so much more than just sex. It's about an emotional connection, mm-hmm. a romantic connection.
It doesn't have to be romantic either. That's what I'm trying. That's why I keep trying to interrupt you on these points. It doesn't have to be sexual, and it doesn't have to be romantical. Romantic. I don't know why I keep saying romantical. I hope it's endearing and not just like, oh my God, she's 35 and saying that. I don't mean to say it. It just pops out of my mouth sometimes.
Wait. She says other things that are really cute too. Say, what is the scientific name for Tylenol?
No, I'm not saying it.
Say it.
No.
Say
you're
it.
You're being mean. They it's know cute. What it is. No, because now, no, say it's it. Not cute. No, because say now it. I don't really know how to say it. I can't say it right. All I know, acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
I don't remember.
It's so cute.
What I learned as a kid, and that's how it's said.
It's one of my favorite things.
As soon as I say it, he knows what I'm talking about. So I don't know why he has to be mean to me.
I'm not being mean. It's cute.
But that's just, like, that's where sometimes friendships can even fall under almost into a polyamory relationship, even though that there's no sex involved with it.
It's just an emotional connection.
Mm-hmm. or whatever. So I just, that's what I want when we're doing our educational parts of this, is for people to understand that too.
How do you identify as polyamorous? What does that mean to you?
Well, for me, I've always said, not always said, at first it was just E&M. First it was swingers, mm-hmm. then, and you know what it was. I used to, I guess, say, yes, I'm polyamorous. But I was only speaking to that of a relationship nature. I saw, it wasn't an article, but it made me look up articles, you know, after. It was like a meme or a TikTok or a reel or something. But it, or maybe it was even a post from one of our lifestyle groups or something. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. That they were having a hard time struggling because they weren't just polyamorous, like, in their relationships. It was how they viewed their lifestyle. And, like, then it went into all these things of, like, how they broke it down. And I was like, holy shit. That's my identity, is mm-hmm. not just my sexual or romantic wants or needs or whatever.
Right.
Like, my whole life. For those of you that are listening that are friends with me, know how hardcore... Oh, I talk with my hands. You're yelling at me.
I know, but quit karate chopping the table.
I can't help it.
It activates the mic every single time you
I'm so sorry. I was trying not to do my hand, not to like slap my hands
you
down.
You can karate chop your knee if you want to, if that makes you feel better.
Well, that's, okay, wait. This,
there you go.
Okay.
Just do that.
I found an angle that works for that too. Okay. So it's my whole lifestyle. It's with friendships. It's why sometimes for me, when you can't understand, I'm like heartbroken over a friendship being gone. I think it's because there were
it's a much deeper emotional connection than just a friend.
Yes.
You know, and no, I totally get that. But I think that speaks to something important. You identify as polyamorous.
Like, right? As so a
it's,
whole.
It's not just something that you try. It's not something no. that, you know, a lot of people say, well, we're trying out polyamory. It's not something you try.
I guess it can be for some people.
It can be. If you don't know that you identify that way, yeah. But if you identify that way and that's your identity, then that is who you are.
And it helps you break down. That's labels are shit. I don't like labels.
Yeah,
I can get stuck on labels, but then
I think you can put a lot of stress on yourself for labels. And
well, I'm an ex-former, you know, gifted and talented kid. I was in kindergarten reading fifth grade level book. I mean, you know, I was your typical, I'm your typical overexhausted, overachiever, people pleasing, all kinds of different issues.
I also, like, with that, you struggle with putting a label on things, and you know, and we can say all day long, you know, oh, we don't care about labels, and it's true, we really don't. But at the same time, we like to define things, you know, like what is this that's happening right now? And you,
I do,
can
I
get stressed I trying do. To put labels on things.
I will, and that goes. I think I talked about it having. Me and you talk so often now that putting a mic in front of us is.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like, well, I know. I know, but I'm trying to remember, like, did we talk about it on podcast or have we talked about it in just regular life?
Yeah.
Okay. Going into the polyamory thing here. Okay. Mm-hmm. I went having a husband, right? And a live-in partner. And that being a person heavily involved in my everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously he was live-in. I don't want that again. I don't know that I could take it. I don't want to put my family through it again. So as far as, I'm not saying boyfriends are off the table or relationships or whatever. As far as live-in stuff goes, though, that's not something that we'll do again.
Yeah.
I hate to say that we will never do this again because we're not big on nevers, but kids, yeah.
We'll never do that again.
Just on the very basis of how my kids are still hurting over an asshole leaving like he did. I'm not. That's not a thing. So, not to relationships. Cody's still cool with that. I'm still down and probably going to be that way because of how I work. But it won't. It's going to be different in that aspect. Shoot, I'm losing my train of thought.
Well, and you said something just now about, you know, me being cool with it. And it's, I think this is important to speak on relationships in general. You know, one of the questions that I get most often when people find out that I am a swinger or that we are in the lifestyle is, you're okay with your wife doing that. And my biggest thing is, you're not my property.
Yeah.
You are not something that I control. You are not a thing that I get to decide what happens.
We're equals
with.
In this, yeah.
And, you know, I've always said what's good for the goose has to be good for the gander, right? So, you know, you have told me that if I want to try dating, if I want to see if I maybe am more polyamorous than what I think I am, I'm open to try that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for my thing, if you are going to be okay with me doing these things, you know, having these experiences with two women that you've never met before and you being proud of me for it and excited for me, I have to be okay with you doing the same thing.
I don't think it's necessarily like that.
No, but let me finish. I have to be willing to let you have those same experiences. If not, it's selfish of me and it's not balanced. Everything in life has to be balanced, right?
Especially if you're a married couple in this, especially in this kind of relationship.
Right, but you have good and you have bad in life. You have everything balanced. And it's like Thanos said, for my fellow nerds out there, you know, like Thanos said, perfectly balanced as all things should be. And that's how it has to be. For a relationship to work, things have to be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
So what's good for one party has to be good for the other.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it the other day, a relationship is entirely give and take. It's entirely about compromise, right? So if you're going to be open to me doing these things, I have to be open to you doing those things as well. So it's not something that I even have a right to be okay with. It's something that you and I have made the agreement that we're in this lifestyle. We are doing these things. We are both consenting to say this is okay. This is good for us. And if it's not good for us, then we talk about it.
Coming back and finding where the compromise is or how we can move forward.
We figure out where we draw those lines.
Yeah.
But I wanted to point on that real quick that, you know, that's the big question I get. You're okay with your wife doing that? Yes, of course I am. Because it's not my decision to make.
I love that for you. But I hate it for you too, because what the hell? Why aren't they asking, like, wow, your wife is cool with you doing that? Because even me being the wife will be like, so you sleep with other men? Why is he not getting what? He just fucked two people that we didn't know. How come he's not? I didn't do anything at that party.
And that's a cultural thing. It's like we were talking about before we started the podcast. It's all cultural. You know, our culture is very male driven. It's very
having the guys, relationship. Yeah. Having the relationship that I had, you would do that to your husband. And I'm like, he stopped at an arcade and played and did fun things with other people. Yeah. Like, no, how like, is that fair? That's not fair. I hate it. I know you're not doing not it, fair. But I want I you to know that you. I am getting that all the time.
Yeah.
So when I get frustrated or like before the podcast started today, you pointed out somebody close to you has listened to it and has made remarks as being angry for the family as what had happened to us. That person gives no fucks about me. That person 100% blames me for bringing the problem into the family and for it happening and that it's an issue at all. That's what I deal with all the time from everybody.
And it's not fair. I agree with you. I mean, I've never said I think otherwise. You know,
I guess I'm just sharing that frustration with everybody that if you're out about it, women, anybody, but women especially, no matter what, if you're not a white male in this world, you're the fucking villain in it. So you got to be okay with that if you're open with your relationship like we are. We've had some people we made that long big post about finally saying everything that happened because my truth wasn't going to be silenced. So he got to live and be this happy person and like I had done something wrong. I had some friends that were like, I'm so proud of you for getting that out there because it's an awareness thing. Like you need to get that out. And other women that had been hurt by him too, saying like, God, I couldn't do that. Or I didn't have the people to do that. Or I was too afraid to do that. I mean, it was all these other things. But I've had lots of backlash, even from people that I'm talking to currently that are like, wow, you took it to Facebook. And I'm like, our whole relationship, when we came out as being swingers and a part of the lifestyle, and then us being poly, that part of our life became public. Mm. We started a podcast. We had all kinds of socials. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, that's why it got, that's why I'm, for anybody that's still wondering, like, why would you even do that? It's because we had put our whole relationship on public for everybody to know about, to bring awareness to what it is being in the Bible Belt and in a lifestyle like that. Mm. So for women, I guess I can't just say for women, but y'all have to be prepared if you're out about it, that you're always going to have haters. You're always going to have something mean, but at least in my experience, and I'm speaking to the lady presenting friends of ours, it's you're the bad guy. I want you to know that now. I don't know how to explain it any other way than that. Yeah. And Cody's looking at me like he's ready to discuss and negate that. I'm telling you, you don't know how often I get in trouble for something that one of the boys did. Or if you would just, I had a friend play devil's advocate once. And they were like, well, if you wouldn't have gone to the party that brought me to that person's porch the next day and stayed with the person that was on that porch instead of going to the party, it was my fault. If I would have stayed, we would still be here, but it would still be at least what we were operating on is the family fun thing. And
we're going to have to expand on that offline because I'm not entirely sure what you're talking about.
Basically, if I hadn't gone to the party, if I would have stayed with him,
mm-hmm.
like he wanted me to, like he, because the car, remember the car going into the shop that day? Yeah. And I was freaking out because I'd already paid for the hotel and stuff to go up that way for the weekend or that Saturday for the party. They're like, well, if you were that worried about it, Why didn't you just stay with him then? Like, why did you still go to the party? Like, it's not his fault he went somewhere else.
Okay, I guess.
He went somewhere else because you decided to go somewhere else. And I'm like, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
So, you're right. I'm not mad at the fact that, I guess I can't claim it as cheating for what that all went down as. That's fine. We weren't together. But the fact that we were still exchanging I love yous and shit, like, that's the crappy part. But the part that I can tell that you want to fight and negate and discuss on about women being...
I don't want to fight and negate you at all.
The women being like the piranhas in this. Mm-hmm. I want to say seven times out of 10.
Pariahs, not piranhas.
Oh, pariahs.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I meant piranhas.
I don't like the image of women just eating people. That's cannibalism, and cannibalism is wrong. But no, I don't want to fight and negate you on anything.
Well, fight, but discuss with me. I mean, I saw Cody has a look when he was about to say something, but he's trying to filter it in his head before he says it in a way that is not nice or could be misconstrued away. Like, he has this look. You can see the wheels turning. So as soon as I said that I was talking to the female presenting parts of relationships, he had that look. I'm telling you, you don't know how often it's me that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm boohooing and crying about it, they're like, well, why didn't you fuck him more?
And that just speaks to the culture. Like I was saying earlier, you know, this culture that we live in, especially, you know, the Americas for sure, you know, the United States, mm-hmm. Central America, they're all very male driven cultures. And, you know, like I mentioned, the question that I get is, you're okay with your wife doing that? And like you mentioned, you feel like you're the bad guy, even though I'm doing the same thing that you're doing. And
I'm even calling them out, especially with your parents. They are world's worst.
That is something that, you know, we have to deal with, being, especially in the Bible Belt of America, you know, being out and open about our lifestyle is, you know, well, it's cool if I do it, but, you know, are you sure you're okay with your wife doing that?
Yeah.
Or
like, I'm cool with you doing it. And like, that's it. The conversation stops. They're not, nobody's saying like, are you okay with that? Like, you're cool. No, they're like, oh, huh. It's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. You're a cool wife. Yeah, I am. But it's because he treats me the same way and I get to do whatever fuck I want.
Yeah, and I think it's important that as a society we realize that people aren't property.
Yeah.
You know, and in a relationship...
That got me fired up. I'm sorry.
I know. In a relationship, if you are, you know, if you're in a committed relationship, and even if you are completely monogamous, your partner is not your property.
Yeah.
And you have... Whatever you are doing in life, you have to be okay with them doing in their life as well. Mm-hmm. And the important thing is that we all find our happy, however that looks. But what's good for the goose has got to be good for the gander. And so that's something we need to realize, is that, you know, it's not, the onus is not all on the women to behave and act right and do things that their husband says. That's very 1950s. It's not 1950s.
But that is the world. I mean, I'm telling you.
And we need to move past that because people are not property. And that's
why we're doing the podcast. Yeah. And that's why you have to listen through my little tantrums and rages when they happen, because sometimes it sucks and sometimes I have to get it out. And I didn't realize that was something that has bothered me. Mm. But I also hadn't, because of everything else going on, it's something, they're inconsequential. People that are like saying those things or let's play devil's advocate here or whatever. Because I do that too. So I don't mind when they do that. And like I said, I've definitely moved to a place where I'm starting to get more, I am more angry about things than I am sad about things. Mm. So I think that's just what it was. That was a rage fueled because I hit the table again. Sorry. Anytime y'all hear that bump, it's because I am illustrating a point. I want you to know that.
She is karate chopping the shit out of that table.
I am freaking trying to make a point to everybody and y'all just can't see it.
I'm going
to
put pillows all over the table for the next episode. That way when she does that, it's just a...
Then you'd still hear it or something. You'd still be like, God dang it. But I apologize. I know that got us off track. Anyways.
No, you're good. Yeah. That was the point I wanted to say. Is okay. That, you know, that I wanted to reillustrate, relationships are equal. It's not the wife blindly obeying her husband anymore. You know, that might have worked in the 50s. And, you know, we had women miserable and Xanaxed out of their minds. That's not the world we live in anymore. You know, women are professionals. Women are important members of society. And that's something that we have to recognize and, women are people too. It's crazy. You know, they can drive and they can vote.
It's so funny that there's so many people that have that mindset, that have daughters and like nieces. I don't know. I'm like, do they just like when they became 18, did they just like stop to, did they cease to exist for you then? Because now they're just women. Mm-hmm. But like that's, I genuine, not you, you're not that type of person, but for people that are like that.
And I don't think so. I think it's we tend to view society differently than we view our own families, right? Even though we push those stereotypes and those beliefs onto our families, whether it's consciously or not, we tend to view society as a whole as different from our immediate surroundings, yeah. Right? And that's evident by, you know, the people. You have extreme far right conservatives that have gay relatives, and they're totally fine with their gay relatives. But overall, everyone else, that's the problem. And, you know, we have to realize that our families are part of society too. And the decisions and the beliefs that we hold about society affect our families. And there's not a lot of people that view that, especially in this area. And it's unfortunate, you know, and it's shown by the way that we vote and things like that. And the way that we present our political rhetoric, our religious rhetoric, things like that. But I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is just recognize that the people that you hold dear are affected by everything that you say, everything that you say and everything that you do. And that's why we want to be open and honest. And we want to show that we are not anything different than what we come across as. And that's something that I want to teach my kids, is to not try to hide who they are, not try to live any kind of a lie, be completely open and honest about who they are, because it leads to a lot happier life. Mm-hmm. You know, Heather and I were talking before this episode started, and while the way that we started in this is viewed differently by the both of us, it's nothing that we would change, because correct. We are happier being open and honest about who we are and what we are and the things that we love and enjoy.
It just allowed opening allowed. I can't give you a reason why. There's no scientific behind. I mean, like, there's no smarticle stuff coming from me here. It, whatever it did, it opened up mine and Cody's communication platform as a couple 10 times fold.
Long before the podcast too.
Yes. And that wasn't, and I'm not saying there wasn't anything wrong beforehand. I mean, we were doing life. We were young kids. We were raising kids. It was life, you know, there wasn't any, we weren't unhappy. So it was good. But then to have this open up and then to have the only way I can explain it, and girls that have girlfriends, like tight girlfriends, like I do, I'm not putting you in that girlfriend category, but at that same time, we can talk on a level that I can talk to my important girlfriends.
People say a lot that, you know, my spouse is my best friend. Mm-hmm. I think you and I actually mean that.
Yeah.
You know,
that's and like the corniest of ways, I know, but we do. I mean,
it's not just a level where I can tell you about my day. It's a level where I can tell you about the deepest, darkest parts of myself, and you will still love me regardless. Yeah. And that's something that not a lot of couples actually have.
Yeah.
You know, the for better or worse thing means different things to everyone. And you've seen me at my worst. You've been there. And you still love me. I'm the same way with you. And that's a deep connection that I think really only came about after we started really exploring who we are as individuals and who we are as a couple.
Yeah.
Now, in saying that, getting into the lifestyle or becoming non-monogamous or exploring those different lifestyles is not a relationship fixer.
No, not at all.
It's not something that's going to make your troubles go away.
It will probably actually highlight whatever troubles you have quicker. And that will either, A, cause you to see that things need to terminate, and that be the easiest, shortest thing for you to do. Mm-hmm. Hey, this isn't working out for either one of us. Walk away amicably. Yeah. Or you go ahead with the lifestyle, you play, and then it's glaringly obvious, and now you're pissed because you felt like somebody cheated or somebody did this and they shouldn't have, and it can get messy.
Yeah. I think next week I'd like to talk about cheating in the lifestyle, because that's something I've seen a few posts recently about people cheating, even though they are.
I want you to know people that
lifestyle.
Yeah, because I've seen people. There's a lot more anonymous people posting lately within our groups.
Our new friends, Stag and Vixen, they posted about that this morning.
I saw that. Yeah,
and there's a lot of anonymous activity going on, and
which isn't for the question parts of it that they're wanting to learn. I get that. You know, like.
Yeah, because you can feel like your question is stupid or something like that. But then there's people posting drama anonymously.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, let's rein that in. Let's get a hold of this.
Like, yeah, you're taking advantage of what the anonymous part of... there's no, like, rule of why you can do this. But to me, if you have an embarrassing question or a question about somebody in the group, but you don't know what to do with it, like something, maybe a bad thing had happened to you or something that you need to talk to somebody higher up in the group, or who do you need to talk? I mean, you know, I get those. I get why the anonymity is there. But, like, we've got people posting anonymous things, and they're like, man, I wish I could do this, this, and that, but nobody likes me. And I'm like, but
no one knows who you are.
How can we like you if we don't know what your name is?
Yeah, exactly. And there was one that posted yesterday, like, I've been mistreated and all this stuff, and I'm out. Bye. No one knows who you are.
Yeah. And people are saying, like, I mean, maybe we're so sorry that you feel this way, but if you want to DM me, we can talk, and maybe you can set up a time to come hang out with this group or this person or whatever. And
yeah. So next week we'll get into kind of cheating in the lifestyle and how that's how it comes about.
I know, I'm sorry, breaking here. I wonder if we're noticing it more because it's happened with us recently, so it's on our radar more, maybe it's actually just been there a whole lot and we've not paid attention because it was never.
It could be.
Never an issue.
For our longtime listeners, you know, the people that were listening back when me and the other guy were doing this podcast, you're more than likely going to hear some recycled topics.
Yeah.
But I believe that it's really good to get a fresh perspective on all of it. And it's good to get Heather's perspective on all of this because she wasn't here for all of those. And
our perspectives have changed even some, you know.
We may even revisit these topics in the future too, because our perspectives could change again.
Yeah.
And so it's something that, you know, just like discussion.
That's something that you have to be fluid. You have to be okay with being fluid in the lifestyle. Yeah. I don't know how to say it any other way. I mean, changes
you have
happen.
To continually discuss and you know, discuss not only your place in the lifestyle, but also your limits, your what the things that you're open to, things like that. And that's something else I'd like to get into next week. And I don't know what made me think of this, but I want to talk about how to ask your partner to try new things.
Oh yeah.
And that one's going to be a little more lighthearted, I think, because I'll get to share some of the goofy shit that I've asked Heather to do, and luckily she's been open for it. So,
so they can think about this. Maybe we can get some people to send us something via text or Snap or wherever that they've got stories like that too. You know.
So if you listen to this, send us a message, Snapchat, Facebook Messenger, Instagram,
whatever,
TikTok, whatever you want to message us on. All the links are in the episode description. Send us a message with how you have asked your significant other to try new things.
Ooh, or what's something you want to try, but you haven't been confident enough to ask your partner, and maybe Cody and I can think of what we would do.
Yeah, because we've tried a lot of things.
and that's mostly because my husband is like the dirtiest perv I know. So
it's true. I don't deny that.
But I guess I'm open. So does that make me quite as pervy?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, crap.
But anyways, like I said, all of our socials are linked in the episode description. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, all podcast platforms. look for us wherever you are. Listen to us. Please rate and review us 5 stars. Even if you don't believe we deserve 5 stars, give them to us anyways because you're a kind human being.
Be a good boy. Be a good girl.
Yeah. We really want to expand this, and we really want to be able to provide new content in a timely manner every week. And unfortunately, right now, you know, life kind of gets in the way. That's why you're getting this episode on a Saturday instead of a Friday. But
you're getting it.
Yeah. If we have
Indigenous Month, y'all.
Yeah. If we have more listeners and we have the ability to start maybe throwing an ad in every now and then, getting some revenue from this podcast, then we are able to focus a whole lot more on this podcast.
Yeah.
We are able to reach out, do interviews, have guest spots, things like that.
And that's just us manifesting, guys. That's why we want you to share. That's why we want those 5 stars.
If you give us those 5 stars, what that does to the algorithm in every every single podcast platform out there, Spotify and Apple especially. If you give us 5 stars, that throws our podcast to the top of the charts. And so people that are looking for a new podcast to listen to will see our podcast and go, hey, maybe I want to try that out. Yeah. So please, that would help us a ton. If you want to leave us multiple reviews, that would be awesome. What else? Yeah, that's about it. Until next week, we will be back. We will be back on Friday of next week. Yes. We will be on time.
Yep.
You only get one for Indigenous people's time.
So. Not me. So I might be late, but I'll make sure the white guy over here is here for y'all.
All right, guys. Until next time, love yourselves because we love you.
Bye.
Bye.